It's Wendy in for Bob Surratt. He's on vacation this week, and Dean Richards was on vacation on Friday. I missed talking to you, Dean.
Well, I was going to call you at home to do a private segment with you, but then I thought private segment sounds creepy. So
that's how you roll.
So I'm walking downtown yesterday. I finished up our little radio show yesterday, and I was strolling over to the Niederlander Theater to see MJ the Musical, which I'll tell you about in a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm stopped on the street by a lovely couple. I think they said they were from Gurnee, and they were very super friendly, and we took some pictures on the street, which I'm having second thoughts about doing now, because I saw some pictures that people took of me at some concerts last week, and I've decided my head is way too big for my body, and I look like a bobblehead. So that's a whole nother.
That's not true. But
that's a whole nother thing. I got to think of figure out a way to shrink my head. But anyway, this lovely, yeah, that's what I need. This lovely couple said, "Oh, Wendy's going to be on next week. We love her. We love her. But how much time off does that Bob Surratt get?"
He does get a lot of vacation time.
Yeah, which is good, because I enjoy when, not that I don't enjoy talking to him, but I enjoy when we can spend a little time together.
I do enjoy that. By the way, Dean's Entertainment Report brought to you by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.
I like it even better when it's sponsored.
Yes, that's true.
That's how I roll.
All right, where do you want to begin?
Oh, boy. We got a lot today. Let's start off with these Maui fires, because I can't even tell you how moved I am by the extent of this tragedy. I don't know how you look at any of this footage and not come away so depressed,
yeah,
and not wanting to help out in some way, to think that every single thing that you own could suddenly be gone literally in a flash, you know, in this horrible fire that has swept through and virtually destroyed Maui. Some celebrities have stepped forward to help, some with Hawaiian ties, like Jason Momoa, who is a native of Honolulu, but he's been very active in helping, and on his social media, telling people to stay away from the island unless you want to come and help clean up, unless you want to help and deliver some aid, unless you want to do something. Don't come to vacation right now. It's a terrible time to do that. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also of Hawaiian heritage, says that he is heartbroken by all of this loss of life and property, and he's urging people to stay strong. He is putting his money where his mouth is. And so is Oprah Winfrey. Oprah has a home on Maui, and almost lost her home on Maui. She said in an interview that the fires were headed directly for her home, which I'm sure is very modest and very small.
Right.
But she said the winds changed and the flames moved in a different direction away from her property, but that's not helping. That's not stopping her from helping others. She is providing cots and pillows and toiletry for thousands so far. She says that she intends on providing even more support, which is great. I thought that this was really interesting. Oprah went into a shelter to comfort people who have been affected by this. She showed up with a camera crew because, you know, she wanted to, I guess, turn it into a show.
Yeah.
And they turned the cameras away, even though it was Oprah Winfrey, you know, who I'm pretty sure doesn't get told no very, very often. The cameras were turned away at the door. They have a no media policy in the shelter out of respect for people who are there. And they thanked Oprah for her cooperation. They thanked her for her support, but said cameras got to stay outside. Cameras
wow.
can't go in. So Oprah went in and, you know, to talk to people and comforted people. I'd say good for the county of Maui.
Yeah.
They they're doing what's important, taking care and respecting the people who have suddenly sustained this tremendous loss. And that is really what's important. The American Red Cross is taking donations if you want to help out with that. But The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, also Jason Momoa, both are urging people to contact the Hawaiian. Wait a minute, let me find it here. I just want to get the correct.
I have HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Maui Strong Fund.
Yeah, that's the one that Jason Momoa and Dwayne The Rock Johnson are telling people to support, because there the money goes directly to help people who are in need, like today.
100% of the funds will be distributed for community needs. So that's HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org.
Perfect. I like when you can do half of my segment.
All right, hold your thought,
you
and I'll do the rest
my
of
work
it.
For me.
All right, Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and we're chatting with Dean Richards. Music industry legend dies. I don't think I know this.
Yeah, this story just came over the wires maybe 20 minutes ago. He is a legendary figure, particularly in black music. He was Clarence Avant was his name, and he was known as the godfather of black music. He was a recording industry insider. He was an executive. He owned a record label. He was a deal maker, a mentor, not only in music, but in sports and entertainment in general. He managed every big name that there was in the early days, of music. Sarah Vaughan, among others. He was the one that discovered Bill Withers. He produced Michael Jackson's Bad Tour and worked with everyone from Quincy Jones to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis to Lionel Richie and Queen Latifah and Sean Diddy Combs.
Wow.
And Snoop Dogg and Jamie Foxx. And the list just goes on and on and on and on. He created opportunities for all of these performers. Just everybody revered Clarence Avant, 92 years old.
Oh, God bless him. Yeah. And speaking of Michael Jackson, you saw MJ the Musical.
Yeah, I was on vacation last week, but pretty much all I did was go see shows, which is, and sleep late. A week of no alarm clocks when you work these hours is about the nicest thing that there can be.
Yeah.
But got to see a whole bunch of cool shows, including this new musical that is just kicking off its North American tour here in Chicago at the Niederlander Theater. And it's MJ the Musical, which takes you on a trip through the life of the king of pop. There are lots of perceptions about Michael Jackson, but the play itself, the musical, is set during the making of Michael Jackson's 1992-93 Dangerous Tour. So it takes place a little bit later in his career, but goes back into the Jackson 5 days, into Gary, Indiana. Michael growing up, all the pressures that he was under, not only by the music industry, but maybe more pressure than by anyone else from his father, mm-hmm. who was more than strict. I don't exactly want to call it abusive, but his father was focused on making money and the success of the Jackson 5, despite what it was doing to his children. At the time. And this musical doesn't back away from some of the lumps and bumps of the life. It is a jukebox musical, 40 Michael Jackson songs. My pet peeve with shows like this is that even though I'm saying that there were 40 songs, there are 40 abbreviated songs. So, you're just starting to get into a song and then it ends and they do something else. That's just a pet peeve. I know you can't do the full songs, otherwise the show would be 12 hours.
Right.
And then I would be complaining about that. But that is a part of the show. It captures his eccentricities. It captures his moves. It captures his costumes. But also doesn't back away from his drug use and his childlike demeanor that he had. There is one quick moment in the show in which the actor playing Michael Jackson, Roman Banks, give some special attention to a young boy who happens to be at one of his rehearsals. Michael takes him by the hand and, you know, kind of moves him off to the side of the stage. And I wondered if, you know, that was the show's way of making a slight reference to all of the allegations that would come later about Michael Jackson. It was a little bit of a surprise to me to see something like that in the show because, you know, it's done with the cooperation and approval of the extremely protective Michael Jackson estate. So to see that the show is, you know, not a fluff job of Michael Jackson, but it's also not a rip job of him. It deals with his life honestly. And mostly celebrates his music and his legacy and his talent. It shows his fragility. It shows the unhappiness of, you know, what must have been like to be Michael Jackson. You know, and there's it, within it all, amazing choreography, amazing performances. I'm recommending the show. It is MJ the Musical. It's at the Niederlander Theater in downtown. On Randolph Street through September the 2nd, 2.5 hours with an intermission. And I think it's okay for kids, of you know, people of all ages to come and see the show. I saw a lot of families when I went to see the show. You know, people who grew up with Michael Jackson bringing their kids.
Fun.
Who maybe, you know, were too young to experience it all. But it was definitely a fun show.
Awesome. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.
We'll talk tomorrow.